Hello, I'm Elvis Costello and welcome to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland. My guest knows all about piano and jazz. As for in addition to a long and storied career, for the last 30 years, she has been the gracious host of this very program. To prepare, I listened again to some of the highlights of the show. One is constantly struck by the modest, almost apologetic manner in which the host approaches her duets with esteemed piano-playing guests. However, today she is going to have to let us sing her praises with no diminuendo. She is, of course, Marion McPartland. Welcome to Piano Jazz. The tables have turned.
The tables have turned. It's wonderful. It's really a different feeling, I must say.
It must be. Well, before we go any further, there's a song that has featured on Piano Jazz a number of times, and I'm going to be very bold here and say that I would like to sing it. I cannot think of any better song to such as this one to celebrate an enduring institution such as this show, and it's Our Love Is Here to Stay. Could we do that together, do you think?
Oh, I know we could, and it's such a great tune.
It's a great tune, and I hope it survives me singing it. It's very clear our love is here to stay, not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fences, and in time may go.
That was a treat.
Thank you.
I seldom get a chance to accompany you. What's going to happen next?
Well, I've got to be curious about the original brief for Piano Jazz. I mean, was there an idea when you first came to do the first series? Was it proposed to you that you would have a complete license to speak about everything, about the matters of piano and jazz?
Or, Yeah,
it was. They trusted that you did have this rapport with your...
They did.
Yeah.
Which was kind of nervy of them.
Well, it's been repaid with these 30 years.
It worked out, but when I started, I had the faintest idea. To begin with, I picked the wrong guest. I picked Mary Lou Williams because I adored her playing and respected her talent.
And she was the first guest?
Yeah, she was the first guest, and she kind of grumbled, and she was very tough. I should have had this show.
Let's listen to this opening exchange between you and Mary Lou Williams.
How do you explain this to your kids?
Like, how do
they
explain
say, like, what's this chord? Like they say, like you play some chord like
I didn't
that.
Play a chord like that.
Well, but I mean, I know you didn't, but I'm saying a chord with
this.
A lot of notes. All right, so but how would you, how would you?
I tell them the chord. It's a B-flat ninth, flat fifth in it. And I give them the chord.
It's funny because you try to guess what is going on in the mental picture of the room when you listen to these shows, as I have done to prepare for this conversation. The actual words that I wrote down were, I sense Mary Lou Williams was a little wary at the process, but she audibly relaxes over the course of the interview until towards the end you actually cajole her to vocalize.
Yeah.
Which is not something that she was known to do. So.
No, it's amazing.
So she, you really won her over.
When she sang the song, which I recall was called Rosa May, she did get very mellow after that.
Yeah, and she clearly wasn't a vocalist. It wasn't something that she did.
No.
You know, she didn't sound like a vocalist. It really sounded confidential. But what's so charming about it is it sounds that she is now at ease with you after a slightly haughty beginning. And by the end of it, she's more vulnerable and she's showing a side of herself to you, which I think is really, remarkable. Well, let's have a listen, eh?
A little bit of love she'll give you, and then she'll steal away. A little bit of a sweet smile, you think you got it made. But you can tell by the way she talks, it's Rosa May. You can tell by the way she walks, it's Rosa May. Sometimes in the evening, when the moon is shining bright, you see her looking pretty, almost love in her eyes.
Was the decision to start with such a huge figure in jazz, but another woman, one that you really made consciously?
Yeah, it was kind of stupid of me.
No, I think it was absolutely wonderful of you.
Really?
Yeah, I really do, because it was absolutely fascinating, not least of all for the apparent unease that she had at first and the reserve. And by the end of it, she's singing like two old friends. She's singing a song just for the fun of it. I think that's a very big place to start. Jumping ahead to something that you've achieved with piano jazz, I think one of the great attractions of this program is the ability to discuss highly technical aspects of music. The conversations that you've had with your guests, they go into quite some detail about music, but it's done in a way that's accessible to the layman.
I think do that.
But it's a compliment to you in the way in which you broach the subject or frame the question, that somebody who's quite a thinker about music, like Bill Evans, say, will suddenly say, I listened to the show that you did with him, and at one point you comment on the way he displaces his hands rhythmically, and he goes into quite some detail. Let's hear a bit of that, shall we?
Okay.
You know, the way phrases follow one another and their placement against the meter and so forth is something that I've worked on rather hard, and it's something I believe in. It has little to do with trends.
I wish you'd just show me what you mean about the displacement of the... Could you do that on that tune? Could you do a little bit of that? I mean, maybe I could play a bass line or something to help things along.
I could do it. I think I could illustrate that better on, say, All of You.
Now, that's one of your great tunes, yeah.
I'll have to get into it a little bit, though.
Go ahead.
Your enthusiasm for your subjects is so apparent in your remarks. Your joy of spending time in many cases with guests who are personal friends, such as Rosemary Clooney, really gives a different perspective, especially when you're in the studio with a singer.
Yeah.
When it doesn't necessarily play the piano. I also felt as if there was a sort of kinship of the experience of life as a woman in the business in a way that doesn't come out of the conversation with Mary Lou Williams. It felt as if the conversation with Rosemary Clooney was one in which there were some shared confidences about the role of women in the business in the time that you had passed through.
Definitely.
Do you feel that?
Yeah.
I mean, she spoke at the very top of the show about being on top form. You paid her the compliment saying she was on top form, as if she had actually got her life as a singer, as a musician, back after the role of raising a family. Let's hear a little bit of you in conversation with Rosemary Clooney.
Okay.
hearing you just recently in concert, I just think you're better than ever. I don't know how you're doing it, but you must really be at the peak.
I think I'm liking to do it better. When I first started, I had 5 children in 5 years, and so you're constantly torn. Always my work involved a lot of traveling, and so I was always thinking, well, I wonder if I should make this parent-teachers association. Can I fly back? Can I make it and still make the 9 o'clock show? You know, so it was, I could never really concentrate on it, except at the very beginning of my career. So at this time in my life, with my 5 children grown, I can turn the key in the lock and go off and really do what I want to and concentrate on what I started doing all those years ago.
Isn't that great?
Isn't it?
It really
there
is.
You know, there is some balance here of getting older. You know, there's a lot of crappy things that go on as you get older, but there are some good things too, and that's one of them.
Hearing Rosemary talk about those conflicts, really, and how she had resolved them, it made for a very different experience to hearing you talk with somebody and less about the pianistic aspects, more about the
life.
Particularly the life and the way your choices in songs reflect that life. And although you don't sing yourself, I did actually sing the next tune that we're going to hear an excerpt from with former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright. Who?
No kidding.
Yeah, we used to be in vaudeville together. No, really. I was on the Conan O'Brien show, and they said, "Would you do a song with Madeleine Albright?" And I thought, "Well, if she's willing, and she has a lovely voice." So we did a little bit of "Don't Fence Me In." That's a song that you and Rosemary Clooney did together. A wonderful Cole Porter song. Let's listen to it a little bit, shall we?
Oh, give me land, lots of land, under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself. In the evening breeze, listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in.
There is so much more to say in here. Can we come back next week and continue?
I will love it. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.